Right.
All right.
All right, we got Fox coming up and then Brant McDonald.
Hey, what are we going to do for that special graduate? We're going to go to Marguerite's. We're going to have them make her something that she's going to treasure and remember forever and who it came from. She's accomplished wonderful things, and she's from our family. So we're going to let her know it means something special. We're going to make her that special, special graduation gift from Marguerite's. Come into Marguerite's. They make it. They really make it. They're in Peppertree, starting in all prices. We'll make it very affordable. Congratulations, your graduate.
Hello, River Region. This is Attorney Saj Grubbs, inviting you to the Capital City Club on May 28th from 9 until noon, where we will discuss life and legacies. Our first speaker, Heather Ann Grubbs, will show you how to maximize your retirement. Our second speaker, Julia Marr, she's an expert on creating positive and stress-free transitions for those that are downsizing. And of course, our third speaker is yours truly, Attorney Saj Grubbs. I'll be showing you how to protect your life savings, whether they are tied to a family business or if they're just personal. So join us at the Capital City Club on May 28th from 9 a.m. until noon. To register, find the Facebook group Legacy Talk. Again, that's the Facebook group Legacy Talk. Or you can call 334-649-4911.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is May 15th, Nylon Stockings Day. It marks the day when nylon hosiery was first sold. Ladies, nylon stockings are perfect for your legs when you're out on the town. Guys, nylon stockings are perfect for your face when you're pulling off a bank heist. Everyone, on the ground, this is Nylon Stockings Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's five.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. The U.S. ordering most Americans out of Iraq over heightening tensions with Iran in the Middle East.
On the one hand, you have those in Iran saying this escalation has nothing to do with us, we do not want war. But on the other hand, you have repeated warnings that they are ready, that their military is strong, and that they will react if they are pushed.
Fox's Benjamin Hall. President Trump will visit South Korea next month before attending the G20 summit in Japan. He'll meet with President Moon Jae-in for discussions on improving relations and ending North Korea's nuclear programs. North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein says his state is suing e-cigarette maker Juul for marketing their product to teens.
The damage is done. And for every new kid who becomes addicted to their product, that's more money in their pocket.
Juul issuing a statement indicating it has been working to keep its products out of the hands of teens. This is Fox News.
Hi, I'm Steve Miller. I've been a trial lawyer in Florida and Massachusetts since 1985. If you and your spouse hate each other like poison and want to get out of the hellhole you call a marriage, you've come to the right place.
That's a spot that is no longer running. It came from guess what state? Florida. Not a fan. There was a little bit of a flap when that first surfaced online. I just love Data and Jacqueline.
Oh, God, they're wonderful.
I wish they could come and join us every day. Gosh, I forgot to ask them if they were going to come to Bomb Hours tonight. Always invited, and as are you listening, we head over there right around 6. I believe the Swami is making a guest star appearance today.
Wow.
If you hear that, you'll know she's in the house. And it's just a casual gab, but look, if you've never been and you want to join us for the first time, LaDonna Brooks is our mistress of ceremonies, and she gets people introduced. There's no secret handshake. This is not a cult or anything like that. It's just folks that have this radio station in common. Seen a lot of friendships grow from that. So we hope you come and join us tonight. 6 minutes after 5 o'clock, it was cool this morning. You know, Troy was in the upper 40s, and it was in the 50s here. I hope you drank some of that down, because it's not likely you're going to see any more weather like this for a long time. As Rich put it today, probably about the 6th game of the football season when it comes, which is a little over 100 days away. Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing employs the best HVAC technicians on the planet. They seek the best. Then once they've determined that the candidate has the skill set they need, they're thoroughly background checked and vetted and drug tested on an ongoing basis, because part of what makes Clark so successful, it makes them work for so many people. They're just great human beings. You know, their plumbers are top notch, but anytime you have somebody from Clark's in your home, you're going to feel very comfortable because they're good folks. So they know what they're doing, and you'll enjoy having them in your house. And I would let them in and tell them where my key is if I couldn't be there when they needed to do something. That's how much I trust them. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, get yourself a Clark's Club membership and start saving money on your electric costs to make sure you're running a very efficient unit. 277-2125 or clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. Let's hit the traffic dungeon. Brand new update from Balaki just in.
Wednesday rush hour is underway in Montgomery. Skywatch is taking a look around the river region, and the boulevard is crowded. Be careful around the intersections. Everybody's moving along pretty well. The Atlanta Highway is really jammed up all the way from the boulevard out to East Chase, so be careful in that area. Taylor Road's not much different. It's crowded from the Atlanta Highway all the way to Vaughan Road. If you're on the interstate system, the traffic is moving great on I-65, but on I-85, you're going to experience a slowdown as you get into the downtown area, so be prepared for that. Reinhardt Toyota. Toyota is selling record numbers of new Toyotas. That means Reinhardt's used car supercenter is overloaded. The cars, trucks, SUVs, and sports cars have got to go. You're going to save money at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Ellis Eskew. Some Democrats in the state legislature are gathering today to discuss the possibility of expanding the state's Medicaid program and improve accessibility to quality health care. And Alabama Governor Kay Ivey and other elected officials joined Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama in a celebration of the grand opening of the Cylinder Head Machining Plant. It's a $388 million project that created 50 new jobs. All across the nation, people are pausing to remember the lives of law enforcement officers who died in the line of duty. It is National Police Officers Memorial Day. Flags are lowered to half staff. Montgomery, Troy, Greenville, and many other cities across the state are holding services. The Montgomery Bike Club will have their annual Ride of Silence this evening in honor or memory of those injured or killed riding bicycles. The Montgomery Ride of Silence will start downtown at 7 p.m. And those are your news headlines. I'm Melissa Eskew for CBS 8 at ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're going to start to warm up over the next few days. For tonight, mostly clear, not quite as cool as last night. The overnight low temperature drops to about 60, 61. Tomorrow, a mostly sunny day with a high in the middle 80s. I can't rule out an isolated thunderstorm somewhere in the area. The rain chances are about 20% or less. Then Friday and Saturday, high temperatures in the upper 80s to around 90. A little more humidity creeps in, starts to feel more like summertime. Not much change Sunday. Sunday's high 89. Can't rule out an isolated storm towards Sunday evening. And then some spotty storms around on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Daenerys set King's Landing on fire. Burned it down, down, down. The Lannisters expired. They all burned, burned, burned. In a ring of fire, of dragon fire.
God, I'm almost dreading Monday with the end of Game of Thrones. My goodness. It's 11 minutes after 5 o'clock. Let's welcome Mr. Wright on the money. Grant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
All right, we heard all the panic at the beginning of the week. The tariffs are going to crash the economy. The lemmings all dove off for a 600-point loss on Monday. And yesterday, a 200-point gain on the Dow, another 116 today. Doesn't look like there's a widespread panic going on now.
No, I think the market's just settling down. I mean, at this point, we all know where we stand, right? I mean, we don't have a deal.
Right.
We don't have a deal. We know that, the president has increased the rate on the tariffs that he had already done from 10% to 25%. That's out there in the market, so that's not anything new. And then China, $60 billion on some, fruit and mandarin oranges and whatever. I mean, okay. But here's the thing. Like I was saying yesterday, in the last couple of days, I mean, these things aren't going to take effect truly until probably around the 1st of June. So we still have a little time. So the market is in a holding pattern right now. It did what it always does. When it gets spooked and a little bit unnerved, you see a sharp reaction to the downside. But then you hit a little bit of a pause because it's not completely come off the tracks. They're still talking. And the president himself has even, I think, done a reasonably good job of trying to, calm everyone down. He says, hey, I've got a great relationship with President Xi, and, and he does with me. And this is just a minor squabble, and we're going to work it out. And then I'll tell you one other thing that really helped today, though, because we were down, I would say we were down roughly around 170, 180, something like that in the middle of the day. And then the president announced that he was going to delay tariffs on automobiles for another 6 months. And with that, we saw the auto sector stocks really catch a bid. I mean, money pouring in on the bid, bidding up the prices, and that helped the average. And so we did an about face in the middle of the day, and we ended up closing up for the day. So that's good. But as I've said, this is really truly unsustainable. I think we have to get a deal done. I mean, there's just no way they can't consistently sit here and tariffs on top of tariffs going back and forth. That's just not going to work. And I'll tell you, if they do that, the economy will suffer. Our economy will definitely suffer. But the president knows this, and that's all part of this negotiation, I'm sure. So we just have to sort of trust and hope that they know how to play this thing and play it the right way,
Yes. I've seen too much success to not trust Trump and the people that are close to him, like your friend Larry Kudlow.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I'm with you on that, and I think everyone sort of knows this is Trump. This is his style. This is the way that he does things. And I think that even Trump knows how this thing's going to end, but he's the only one. I mean, anyone out there, I don't care who they are, including me, who says they know when a deal's going to get done and what it looks like, they have no clue. They're just making stuff up and taking a guess like everyone else.
Right.
So that's why I think over the next few weeks it's going to remain a little volatile. This market's not really going to go much of anywhere until this gets done. I mean, that's just all there is to it. It's these level of tariffs they're talking about are negative for both countries. It's negative for the whole global economy because you're talking about the two largest economies in the world. And if these tariffs really go into effect, especially the bigger ones that Trump was talking about, if we get all the way to September and we've got more tariffs on an additional $300 billion in goods that include names that have not been mentioned yet, like I said yesterday, laptops, cell phones, all those kinds of things, then we're going to be in for a rough time. I can promise you that it's not going to be good. But I don't think we make it that far. So I think we're premature even having that discussion.
My gut instinct, and that's all I have to go on, Brant. I am not pessimistic at all. I think this is all going to work out.
I do too.
And certainly Trump's not going to, he wants to get reelected in 2020. And that is not going to be the thing that's almost guaranteed his reelection right now is the state of the economy. I can't see him doing anything that's going to damage that to prove a point. He'll find a way.
No, I think you're right. Listen, they understand, but you know what? The Democrats understand this as well. I mean, if the economy is still in the shape that it's in right now.
Hear it? Mark Cuban said today, he said, there currently is nobody in the Democratic field of candidates has a chance at beating Trump.
It really isn't in some of these people. I mean, I see here, I don't know if you've seen it or not, but it's breaking news. De Blasio has announced he's running.
I love what Trump Jr. tweeted out after he found out. He says, you have turned a great city into a, what Trump calls a hole, and just went on and on about all the day. You know, that guy, first of all, he's a freaking communist.
Yeah.
His wife is in charge of something where, like, $900,000 just ended up being missing. The city, things in that city get worse. That, you know, they tax you to go in and out of Manhattan now. Like, what's that going to solve? I wouldn't go to New York unless they reelected Rudy again. I watched it, Brent. I watched it in the 80s. My first trips to New York were when Dingbat was mayor. And there was panhandlers on every corner, and Times Square looked like an outdoor, you know, what house.
Yeah, you couldn't even go into Central Park.
No.
And without a fear of being, you know, accosted or whatever. I mean,
Rudy becomes mayor. All of a sudden, the panhandlers are gone. You actually felt safe in Manhattan and Central Park. And it wasn't a police state. They just, you know, put the foot down and said, enough. Why they keep, how a city that has the wealth and education that New York City does, that basically a lifestyle founded on capitalism with a capital C, how they elect a clown like this, I don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Well, you remember the when Reagan ran for his second term, you know, and it was the same thing. It looks so familiar to me. You know, the Democrats had all these people that they put out there in the field of candidates. And Mondale comes up, and he just gets waxed, you know. And I kind of get the same feeling, you know, that's what's going to happen.
That and the party's going to be damaged severely in the days and weeks ahead when the Russian colluders are made known and the indictments come out.
Yeah.
They are now turning on each other like rats in a sinking ship, and it's going to be so much fun to watch. After 2 years of Russia, now all of a sudden, Comey, Brennan, they're lawyering up. They know what's coming. And Bill Barr today, this is the best thing of all. Bill Barr, true story, saw Nancy Pelosi out in front of the Capitol today and said, hey, did you bring your handcuffs with you?
God.
And, you know, humorless Pelosi... let me just read this to you. Attorney General Bill Barr spoke to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in person after the National Peace Officers Memorial Service at the Capitol. The source close to Barr says he asked Pelosi if she had brought her handcuffs. There was laughter, but no word on Pelosi's response. Well, there's no sense of humor in the Democratic Party, but there are many Democrats who probably are going to find themselves wearing bracelets. And right at the top of that list, the lady that paid for the hoax that all of this crap that we've lived through 2 years of nonstop shriek.
Oh, exactly. And you see where Barr, you know, has now officially, you know, authorized an investigation into the FBI's investigation into the Trump campaign and all this kind of stuff. Wait until you start seeing the names pop off on those lists.
Yes.
And they start connecting dots.
They are scared. You know what, lists in many places in D.C., this hopefully will begin the end of the deep state. It's got to happen. By the way, you know, they're doing to Barr and this gentleman, Durham, that he just picked to run that particular investigation, what they always do. And this is Nancy Pelosi in her own words.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up smear. If you want to talk politics, you call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it, and then you write it And they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear. And then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to...
Well, guess what? It's not going to work.
The wrap-up smear. My gosh, that sounds like some crazy dance.
But they have, you know, she knows that they have the full force of the national media behind them. But it's not working because the media, nobody believes them anymore. So... good luck with all that, Nance. It's going to be fun to watch you all go down in flames. You've really worked hard and deserve it. If you would like to get together with Brant McDonald, meet the incredible team of people that are his teammates at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, just call 387-0094. And as I always emphasize, this isn't about walking in with a suitcase full of money or anything like that. This is about planning your future. And how you can take a painless amount of money out of what you're currently making and start putting it to work for the things you're going to need down the road, everything from education to retirement. And, of course, always, always, as times change, having a nest egg there just in case things get nervous. 387-0094, make that appointment, take control, become managerial about your money, and you're going to feel better as a result. With McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, Brant, we will talk tomorrow, my friend.
Yes, absolutely we will. The saga will continue. Look forward to it.
All righty, man.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All right, we're going to head back to the traffic dungeon, and then we'll come back with a long one. 5:23.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling with you on the 5 o'clock rush hour, and things are busy as to be expected this time of the afternoon. If you're on I-85 headed southbound through the downtown area, be careful because it is slowing down starting around the Alabama State University. If you're on the northbound side of 85, there is a slowdown beginning at Taylor Road that runs all the way out to Chantilly Parkway. The boulevard is super busy in the area between Vaughan Road and Wetumpka Highway, so be careful in that vicinity. And Taylor Road is jammed up all the way from the Atlanta Highway to Vaughan Road. You're going to slow down and be careful. Watch the traffic around you this afternoon. Haynes Ambulance Service is there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance Service, serving you and those you love in Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 per month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase our exclusive VIP package, for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower to use while yours is in our service department. And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here, creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Texas, where the very lovely lady sat next to mine. When she got up to eat, she asked if I would hold her sight. I was more than happy to, and now there's more I'd like to do. I wanna kiss her, but she won't let me. She showed me an album of pictures of her opening, which she'd been sitting on. She seemed as sweet as she could be, but I could clearly see she was the kind of girl who stole men's hearts, then wrecked them. I wanna kiss her, but she won't let me. That train ride down to Austin. We shared a seat and we shared our tales. But as my heart tried to leave her behind, regrets are all I find. 'Cause I'd hoped I'd get that girl in the end.
To kiss her butt, she won't let me, by Tom Cavanaugh on News Talk 93.1 FM. I am salivating at the prospects in the days ahead. And if you pay, look, I try to stay away. to whatever. I haven't looked at Drudge in a week. Well, maybe once. I took a quick peek. I can't, because I don't know who knows what or who got to him, but Drudge has, I thought, was always fair. Now, he wasn't anti-Obama. He just didn't have a whole lot of good stuff to write about him for all those years. But I've got a clip here of John Brennan on PSMSNBC tipping his hand. This guy's in big trouble. So is James Comey. Just read a great tweet by our friend David Blackman about Comey posting a photo of himself contemplating life from behind a tall prison wall with barbed wire at the top. They're all going to go down. Well, at least they're going to have their day in court. But it's going to be pretty hard to argue against evidence we've known for 2 years. That's been the great frustration. You know, they've been parading around and all this stuff. You know who else needs to go is that prick, current FBI director, Christopher Wray. What a smarmy, smug, swamp creature he is with his $200 haircut.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the Obama sneer down. You know, he's one of... Tilts his head back just enough to look down on you termites in the real world. Now, here's an esteemed guest, legal eagle and local heartthrob, Chad.
Well, they're starting to point fingers at one another now, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Isn't it fun to watch?
It is. You're watching Clapper get out there. Funny how they coordinated their appearances almost on the same day. So you got Clapper and Brenner out there. Brennan's pointing the finger at Comey saying, I told him not to use that salacious dossier, but he wouldn't do it. And of course, the other, you know, the real story is Clapper and Clapper and Comey ended up taking that and briefing the president on it and used that as an excuse for Clapper to go on CNN and break the story to CNN, which hired him subsequently as a consultant, right? Mm-hmm. So he's now a consultant for CNN. So if you watched him and Brennan yesterday, they basically were saying, "Oh no, they're taking their focus off the real person here, and that's Russia and how they tried to interfere with our elections." I'm like, "Nice try, boys," but right now that's not what the entire investigation was about. The entire investigation wasn't whether Russia tried to interfere with the election. They've always done that. It's whether Russia conspired with the president and his campaign, which now we know is a big fat no, right? So it's about to get ugly. I'll tell you, the guy that Barr has appointed, apparently he has been working for almost 8 months on the case because he was quietly handed the leak investigation by Jeff Sessions. So that's why what he's doing now is just a natural extension of what he's already been doing. So he's already been investigating Comey and Chuck Stroke, those guys, for their leak. Now we've extended it to include, you know, the pedigree of the dossier. But it's going to get interesting. They're definitely starting to squeal like pigs now.
Yeah. Did you see what Barr said to Pelosi today?
Yeah, that was great, man.
I love it.
Did you bring your handcuffs? What I would have said is, did you bring your handcuffs? I think I need a strip search. Did you bring your gloves?
They absolutely have to be crapping their pants all over the swamp, you know?
Well, and I saw Cheryl Nadler, basically, also known as Jabba the Nadler, he seems to be backing away from his impeachment threat, but just saying, well, we just have to do our congressional duty. I didn't say we're going to impeach. I'm like, they're reading their poll numbers on this impeachment issue, and they obviously know those poll numbers are in the tank, you know.
Yeah.
So, plus, the president's poll numbers are going up.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think that's only going to increase as people, rational people. The left's never going to change. They're going to continue to be a-holes, and they're continue to try and tear the country down because the outcome of their programs is equal misery for all. They don't know how to go the other direction.
Well, that's exactly right. The only way that... You look at the campaigns the Democrats run. They run campaigns based on misery. trying to convince everybody that they're miserable and that the Republicans are for it. That's why you can get some idiot like Joe Biden up there saying that the middle class hasn't benefited from the Trump tax cut.
That's garbage.
Or the trade or the unemployment. That, you know, we want to keep blacks in chains and all this other kind of crap. Well, they have the lowest unemployment rate, you know, in the history of unemployment numbers, as well as Hispanics. You know, I think Trump, the great thing about Trump is he can go back and say, promises made, promises kept. That ought to be his campaign theme. Promises made, promises kept. You know, all these guys want to do is sell division and misery and envy to you. That's all they want. Hey, what did the market end up with today? I didn't get to see the
close. The big collapse that started Monday that went back up 200 points yesterday went up another 120 today. So more than half of Monday's loss has already been recovered.
So we're eating away that loss. Good. Yeah, I knew the president had said he wasn't going to put the tariffs on the on automobiles, so I guess that reversed the
That market. Helped. That helped.
So, anyway. Well, anyway.
Trump knows what, you know, it's like I heard Baron Coleman say this a few days back. He says, I'm just going to trust Donnie T until he gives me a reason not to.
Trust Donnie T. Well, even you're starting to get even a bunch of the liberals saying, no, what the president's doing is right here. We've got to reset the table with China. They've been screwing us.
Well, you know, better get permission from Pelosi before they make these kind of positive comments.
Greg, what a lot of people don't know is that our tariffs before this war began were only 4%. The Chinese had 10% tariffs on our goods coming in their country, so it was already 6-point difference. But here's the other difference. They had non-tariff barriers to us being able to do business over there.
Mm.
I mean, if you've ever, I've represented clients who have done business in China, you basically got to bend over and grab your ankles to get into that market. And there are a ton of barriers there, and a lot of intellectual property has been stolen by the United, you know, from
well,
the United
actually,
States.
You know what? One of the allies the president has in this fight with China are the tech giants in Silicon Valley, because they, for exactly what you just described, the theft of intellectual property. Chad, I got to run.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Appreciate the call. We'll be heading over to Baumhauer shortly. What's on the Joey Clark Radio Hour tonight?
I'm going to just have a little bit of fun with Mr. Spotlow, see what happens. I mean, I just got news that Governor Ivey did, in fact, sign the abortion bill.
Does that mean we'll have more planes flying over Alabama now?
Oh, we're sure to get plenty of attention. Sure.
Yeah.
It's getting plenty of attention online. And everybody's coming out with their usual arguments. This is why we have courtrooms.
I was just reading a tweet from Candace Owens that resonated with me. If only I knew I could find it quickly. Because it kind of sums up where all of this insanity is at in America right now with this whole topic. I'm scrolling. Here we go. She says, in case you missed it, we've arrived at a point in society where people believe that protecting an infant's life is barbaric, but allowing women to crush, dismember, and poison a developing baby is progressive. Bingo. I don't think anybody could have put it better than that. They have started. It's always one of the biggest weekends of the year at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars. Memorial Day, but they have started the sale weeks early this month, and you can get some incredible deals right now, and that includes those of you who may have a credit issue or two that's kept you from taking a look at some of the 200 plus vehicles they have in stock, signature pre-owned models, all reduced. Additionally, for the month of May, certified pre-owned vehicles that come with factory warranties and warranties you can extend, like I did on my Nissan Rogue, which I love. We are 5-time purchasers from these people. But if you had a bankruptcy or something like that in the past, they work with dozens of banks and can handle virtually any credit situation. So it's worth stopping by to see Tip Tames and his team and taking a look at what's out there. Of a more recent vintage, like this 2017 certified pre-owned Nissan Murano S, it was priced at $21,998. They've cut that down to $19,828. Nissan Altima, that's my nuclear physicist sister's favorite vehicle. 2015 low mileage, certified pre-owned. $16,998, now cut down to $14,448. This is all month long. So see Tip Tames and that great team. The finance department will help you, like I said, if you have a credit issue. And take advantage as they celebrate Memorial Day weekend all month long at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars. Visit jackingram.com. You can shop virtually any way you want by price, make, model, you name it, or stop by and take a look yourself. It's 541.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch with a look at our afternoon rush hour traffic, and we have a couple of accidents you need to know about. We have one on I-65. It's on the southbound side, just south of the interchange, so be careful there. We also have an accident on the boulevard. This one is between Carmichael and Woodmere Boulevard, so it's real busy as you approach the interstate. Watch out there. The rest of the boulevard is crowded and congested all the way around the Atlanta Highway and the Wetumpka Highway, as well as the Troy Highway. The Atlanta Highway itself is jammed up in the downtown area as you approach Ann Street and Federal Drive. Also from Eastdale Mall all the way out to Taylor Road, there is a lot of folks rolling with you, so be careful this afternoon and get home safely. Reinhardt Toyota has a graduation special. You can lease a Toyota Tacoma double cab V6 SR5 for just $299 a month. No money down, sign and drive. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
Is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're going to start to warm up over the next few days. For tonight, mostly clear, not quite as cool as last night. The overnight low temperature drops to about 60, 61. Tomorrow, a mostly sunny day with a high in the middle 80s. I can't rule out an isolated thunderstorm somewhere in the area. The rain chances are about 20% or less. Then Friday and Saturday, high temperatures in the upper 80s to around 90. A little more humidity creeps in, starts to feel more like summertime. Not much change Sunday. Sunday's high 89. Can't rule out an isolated storm towards Sunday evening. And then some spotty storms around on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
An ordinary dinner party. The sort of occasion we all enjoy. The men are exchanging witty stories. And look at the women. Aren't they pretty? Look at the way they laugh. They're delightful. But now the conversation turns to more serious matters.
I wonder if the government should return to the gold standard.
They think it should.
Good. Then we're all agreed.
But oh dear, what's this? One of the women is about to embarrass us all.
I think the government should stay off the gold standard so that the pound can reach a level that will keep our exports competitive.
The lady has foolishly attempted to join the conversation with a wild and dangerous opinion of her own. What half-baked drivel. See how the men look at her with utter contempt.
Daphne, we're going home.
Women, know your limits. Now let's see the proper way.
Good. So we're all agreed. We should return to the gold standard.
Oh, I don't know anything about the gold standard, I'm afraid, but I do love little kittens. They're so soft and furry.
What a delightful thought, you dear, sweet, fragile little thing. Women, know your limits. In thought, be plain and simple, and let your natural sweetness shine through.
I like hearing that every once in a while. Not all women understand.
It ain't fitting, it just ain't fitting.
That it's just a joke. It's satire.
Yes.
It still makes me laugh. Good, you're really bleed. Couple of stories about karma here. This one I love. This happened in New York. And they got, you know, I tried to hit those that were at the time the legendary restaurants in New York because I could afford it. Back then, like the Four Seasons, top of the World Trade Center. And it was great. It was a cool experience to have. And I'm glad. Could I use some of that money today? Of course. But that's the way it was. Now, the currently chic and in places in New York, the Rainbow Room, that's another one. There's a place called Patsy's. It's a stuffy joint. And this lady, her name is... excuse me, let me catch up. Oh, Karen Vinicour. Not vinegar, Vinicour.
Vinicour, okay.
If that name doesn't weak with white privilege, I don't know what does, Joey. It sure sounds like white privilege to me. She was there with her daughter and did not leave a tip. Why? You're probably asking.
Why?
Their waiter, Armando Marcage, was serving them at their table, and the walls of this restaurant are covered with photos of famous people who have been to Patsy's. And Miss Vinicour asked the Armando, why aren't there more pictures of women? So he said, well, I don't know, maybe they just don't like pizza as much. Well, she took offense at that remark and stiffed him, no tip, because he answered a question with a little humor. So they left, and this is where the karma kicks in. What they didn't realize is they left an envelope behind with a cashier's check for $424,000. It turned out that Karen, this woman, was looking at apartments. That's the kind of money, by the way, you have to have to live in Manhattan these days. And why they put a guy like de Blasio in there, I'll never understand. But the check was her down payment. He could have deposited that since it was a cashier's check. But instead, he did the right thing and gave it to his boss so no one else could get their hands on it. Well, not long after they left the restaurant, she realizes... my entire life savings in the form of a cashier's check, I don't know where it is.
Oh, Lord.
So, and her bank told her that it might take up to 3 months to even try and cancel the check. So, she's a retired social worker, and this is basically most of her life savings. Eventually, they found it. The New York Daily News tracked her down. And she offered Armando a very nice tip as a reward, but he declined. So she's helping with school supplies because he's working through med school. She also apologized for stiffing him. In the end, she got what she wanted. But I think, Joey, she also got what she deserved. Because for at least a short amount of time there, she was watching, like they do in the cartoons, the bag of money that grows wings and flies away.
Yeah.
I had that cartoon in my head many, many times, by the way. And usually there was a woman's face on the side of the bag.
I thought it was more Marvin the Martian.
Marvin the Martian?
Well, no, not Marvin the Martian. Who was the little green dude in the Flintstones?
Oh, man. That came along when the Flintstones jumped the shark. I don't remember.
I'm looking it up.
Somebody will call.
Great Gazoo. Did you ever see pink elephants or like anything like the Great Gazoo or
well
imaginary figures following you around?
What you're talking about are the DTs.
Mm-hmm.
And the DTs will hit you as you're withdrawing from alcohol and you have nothing to help your body through that. We were told in rehab that the most dangerous withdrawal to the human body is booze.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. if you're physically hooked on it, like physically dependent, it's not just a psychological hook, it is very dangerous. I think it's even more dangerous than opioids, actually.
I'm not saying this with any sense of pride or because it's in any way, shape, or form a cool story, but there was one time where it ran out. I had nothing, no hair of the dog, nothing. So I'm just going cold turkey out of some serious alcohol consumption at home, and I saw bugs everywhere. It's not fun. But I thought about it the other day because there was an episode of Andy Griffith and Otis the Drunk. How come they don't have a great character like that in any shows today? The town drunk. He goes into jail and he asks Barney to chase the pink elephant out of his cell.
Mm-hmm.
Which is important to do. I never saw any of those.
Good.
The world of glee. We're heading over to Baumhauer's in just a bit. Hope you join us tomorrow morning. Once again, we'll have Baumhauer's winning word. And we have a new contest coming up after the Memorial weekend.
Oh, wonderful.
We're always thinking ahead, folks. It is 5:52. You know, I'm only saying this because they had a special message about our heavenly and earthly mothers on the sign outside John Lee Paint over the weekend. I saw it Sunday when I was coming back from a food outlet so I could honor the mother in our house with a nice homemade dinner. The sign, they're in the process of change. So today I'm going to visit Steve Duro, who is also in that corridor. And the sign was blank, Joey. I didn't know what to think. They're obviously going to put something else up there soon. But that's rare. That sign, they don't use it to promote paint or brands or anything like that. They use it to make you think. And it's great. I love the fact that they do that. Also, the things that they raise, the issues they bring up on that sign, point to their values as well. And I know, like, our listeners like to do business with folks who have shared values. But John Lee Paint is about products. And inside, there's two things you need to know. For exterior painting, there is now their own brand, John Lee's Solar Proof. Mildew resistant, no primer coat required. Absolutely a sensational paint for the exterior of your home. If there's any question about whether your color is within code, they've got the color chart there to check it out for you so you don't paint something and then have to repaint it later. For the interior of your home, they carry Richards paint, which is formulated to leave the kind of result. Look, professionals buy Richards paint when they do a job because they quote a price. They know they need a paint that's going to coat, cover, and leave a stunning result. That's what they're selling to their customers. They don't want to have to do a job twice any more than you do. But if you buy a cheap paint, that's almost a guaranteed outcome. So get a paint that's going to get the job done, whether you're a pro or do-it-yourself or Richards, for interiors at John Lee Paint. And they do have a color consultant in-house to help you. Everybody there, this is their universe. They'll tell you what rollers you need for the service you're covering and any other supplies you might need to begin and complete your painting project without having to run back for something you forgot that went on a checklist. John Lee Paint's 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. Please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through our Wednesday rush hour, and we have some problems on the boulevard. We have an accident between Carmichael Road and Woodmere Boulevard, so be careful there as you approach the interstate. It's already really crowded in that vicinity. It's already jammed up around the Atlanta Highway. If you are headed east towards Taylor Road, be careful because there's a lot of folks rolling with you. When you turn south on Taylor Road, they're going to follow you right on through. On the interstates, I-65 looks pretty good. We have a report of an accident near the interchange, just south of the interchange on 65 South, so watch it there. I-85 looks pretty good. A large crowd is around the downtown area and it's slow between Bell Road and East Chase, so be careful there. Be safe, watch the traffic around you, and let's get home without any problems. Begin your new career now. May 21st is the last day to register for summer term classes at Trenum State Community College. Call Trenum State at 420-4200, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, introducing the new Hustler Dash.
At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 per month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase our exclusive VIP package, for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower to use while yours is in our service department. And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
Hello, River Region. This is Attorney Saj Grubbs, inviting you to the Capital City Club on May 28th from 9 until noon, where we will discuss life and legacies. Our first speaker, Heather Ann Grubbs, will show you how to maximize your retirement. Our second speaker, Julia Marr, she's an expert on creating positive and stress-free transitions for those that are downsizing. And of course, our third speaker is yours truly, Attorney Saj Grubbs. I'll be showing you how to protect your life savings, whether they are tied to a family business or if they're just personal. So join us at the Capital City Club on May 28th from 9 a.m. until noon. To register, find the Facebook group Legacy Talk. Again, that's the Facebook group Legacy Talk. Or you can call 334-649-4911.
Discover's going further with Miles Rewards than we've ever gone before. Like sun on your face, book in your hand, kids playing in the sand further. Because the Discover It Miles card offers unlimited 1.5 miles on every purchase and will automatically match all the miles you earn at the end of your first year. So your 35,000 miles could become 70,000, plus no blackout dates. Just buy your ticket and use your miles to credit your statement. Get out there with your Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel.
Want a more beautiful lawn this season? The Home Depot has a few suggestions in one bag.